Day 51 complete, and we are in Boggin Hut. Boggin Hut is a very old hut, 1960 it was built, and it's just marvellous. Old, nasty wooden floors, and it's only a four bunk, and there's four of us here. We've got Roadrunner and Cisco here. They were the ones that we met in Hamilton. But I also have Frida here, so here you go, Frida, say hello.
Hello.
So Frida is an exchange student that I was with when I was an exchange student in Arizona some 14 years ago, and this is the first time we've seen each other for that long, and it's absolutely awesome. So after my two huge days of 13 hours each, with yesterday being a 45-kilometre day, I was at my destination, did some cooking, and tried my cooker again this morning and discovered that I'd actually used up all my gas, and so I was stressing out again. I was stressing out enough as it was just because of logistically trying to get Frida to the location and not having cell phone coverage and all that kind of stuff. So I was lucky enough there was a payphone there, and I had a card that I could use, so I called Frida but she didn't answer. But then I called the people that were picking up Frida and told them that I was needing some gasoline stuff, and they were able to come through with that, so that was really good. Then I just waited until about 2:30 when Frida turned up, and then from there it was like, okay, what do we do? So we've got to make the run for it. It took a day of, it was 5 hours 50 minutes to get up to the top, and one of those hours was actually a redundant hour because we actually took the wrong road and had to go one way and backtrack to the next. Frida's about to go and try her first long drop in the dark. I think she's a little worried about it, as most people would be or should be, especially with all the January beetles that are out. She's not happy with that. Then what else? Yeah, so yeah, the walk was good. Got to the top of Puriora, and that was a beautiful 360 views over Lake Tekapo, Lake Taupo. Not Tekapo, they're way down south still, but Lake Taupo, and then looking around all the mountains where I'd come from, where we were going, and that was pretty cool. A little cloudy, but we couldn't stay long because we were in a hurry. We needed to get to the location before dark, and yeah, we did, just in time. It was starting to get cold, it was starting to get dark, but we made it. So it was good, everything worked out fine in the end, so I'm not as stressed, not as worried, because I was pretty bad. I was leaving everything up to other people, and I'd screwed up myself, or just logistically I was just trying to make something work. But overall, happy with the result, and it's awesome to see my old friend Frida again.